Welcome, and thank you for joining us for tonight's Our Daily Bread evening meditation. God has given you this moment to slow down and be still before Him. Now close your eyes and let your head gently sink into your pillow. He is here to receive you, just as you are. As we begin our reflective time tonight, try to get as comfortable as possible. Take some deep, calming breaths. Various fears and uncertainties about tomorrow may be playing on your mind this evening. Right now, you have the opportunity to draw close to the shepherd of your soul, who is far mightier than anything you have ever or will ever face. Let your thoughts turn to Him now. The assurance He wants you to rest in tonight is that even the darkest valley will not keep Him from walking by your side. Good Shepherd, you know the fears in my heart, even the secret worries that I have never shared with anyone. I thank you that your love for me is strong, despite my weaknesses, and that your presence is enough to help me fiercely face any challenge. I ask that such spirit-filled courage and assurance will pour into my heart tonight as I soak in the wonderful and uplifting words of Psalm 23. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Consider what it feels like to walk through a valley. Towering walls of mountainside hem you in. You feel surrounded. You feel small. And the only path available is the one straight ahead, drenched in shadow and uncertainty. Yet the psalmist declared that he wouldn't be afraid of life's darkest valley or any kind of evil, simply because he knew his shepherd was with him. Whatever it is that we are afraid of, whether a mistake we've made, a person we must face, or a situation that we're trapped in, or anything else, the Lord Jesus is far mightier. The Bible describes God as a consuming fire. The earth trembles at his roar. He is far scarier than anything else that we will face. But he, with all of his awesome power, is on our side. If you're in a valley tonight and you feel afraid, remember that your undefeatable Good Shepherd walks with you to guard you, to defeat your enemies and lead you safely into his kingdom. And nothing can stop him. What fears threaten to keep you from sleeping peacefully? Picture them in the hands of your mighty King. He has taken it upon himself to travel each step of your path with you as your own shepherd. As we turn to prayer, consciously relax every part of your body, starting at your feet and working your way up. When you get to your eyes, imagine that you can see inside your mind. Switch off any distracting thoughts and close the door on tomorrow's to-do list. Come now into the sanctuary of your heart, where the Lord is waiting to hear your prayers. Breathe deeply, with long, slow exhales. Breathe in. And out. And in. And out. And in. And out. Let's pray. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for the reminder that I am not alone. I am never alone. You are with me, even in my darkest and most difficult times. May I feel your presence when my fears are most pressing. Bless me with your peace when my strength is failing. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 to 29 says, "Since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably, with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." Let's close with a final prayer. I am humbled, Lord Jesus, that you, being the mighty King of the whole universe, humbled yourself to die on a cross for me. And now you walk with me, by your Spirit, to guide me, provide for me, defend me, strengthen me, and lead me home. I am so thankful for all that you have done and continue to do for me. May the joyful, fortifying thought of your presence guard my mind and my heart as I settle to sleep tonight. Amen.